This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Visiting UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres addresses Nepal's joint session of Federal Parliament. Guterres urges international communities to support development and accelerate climate action. Foreign Affairs Minister N.P. South holds bilateral meeting with his US counterpart Antony Blinken. Nepal defeats Malaysia by 6 wickets on the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Asia qualifier. And Indian opposition leaders accuse the government of trying to hack into their phones. Now the news in detail. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has expressed deep concern over the adverse impacts of the climate crisis facing communities in Nepal. Addressing the joint session of both the Houses of Federal Parliament yesterday, UN Secretary General Guterres said Nepal and all the developing countries need far greater international support to aid development and accelerate climate action.
Global crises are hitting Nepal hard, as they are developing countries around the world. Nepal and other developing countries need far greater international support to aid development, accelerate climate action, and weather the current global storms. I have proposed a Sustainable Development Goals stimulus that would release at least $500 billion a year in affordable long-term finance for sustainable development and climate action in developing countries like Nepal. I call on them to take action now to make these commitments a reality. All the facilities that were put at my disposal have transformed this visit in an enormous success. I learned a lot, and I commit to use what I learned to support Nepal in your struggle against climate change and for development of your country. In responding to this crisis, the world could learn much from Nepal. This country is a promoter of peace, a champion of multilateralism, and a staunch supporter of sustainable development and climate action.
The UN Secretary General also urged leaders to act on climate without delay, with the biggest emitters leading from the front. The UN Secretary General also lauds Nepal's effort in peace process.
And this relatively small country, compared with the big powers, has made an outsized contribution to international peace. Of all the countries on Earth, Nepal is the second largest contributor of troops to United Nations missions, military and police. I'm sincerely grateful to the Nepali people for their dedication, their courage, and their service in peacekeeping. And I would like to take a moment and ask for one moment of silence to honor those Nepalese who have lost their lives serving under the blue flag.
The UN Secretary General also called on the member states to make the commitment to release at least $500 billion a year in affordable long-term finance for sustainable development and climate action, stating that developed countries must honor the promise of $100 billion a year and double adaptation finance as a first step to devoting half of climate finance to adaptation. He said the most vulnerable must be at the center of efforts to build climate resilience. He also said that all parties must operationalize the landmark loss and damage fund at COP28 this year. On a different note, UN Secretary General said Nepal's dynamic story of progress continues today with imminent graduation from least developed country status, stating that transitional justice can play a vital role in securing lasting peace. The UN Secretary General said the process must help to bring peace to victims, families and communities haunted by questions and scarred by injustice. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has expressed his belief that the United Nations would help Nepal bring the peace process to a close. In a brief conversation with the media after the address by the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres to the joint meeting of the Federal Parliament yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal expressed the confidence that the United Nations as well as the international community would continue to support the peace process in Nepal. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said the pursuit of peace is always the supreme aspiration of humanity, welcoming United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres in Lumbini, the birthplace of Gautam Buddha. The Prime Minister said he realized the values of peace and conflict as a key figure of the struggle for change and transformations in the country. The Prime Minister informed that Nepal is presently in the process of concluding the remaining task of transitional justice, a key component of the peace process. On the occasion, the Prime Minister appreciated the United Nations Secretary General for his commitment of drawing global attention towards the impact of climate change on the lives of people living in the mountainous region. Minister for Foreign Affairs NP South held a bilateral meeting with the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken at the Department of State in Washington, D.C. on Monday. During the meeting, they exchanged views on matters of common interest in bilateral relations, as well as regional and international issues of common concern. According to the Embassy of Nepal based in Washington, D.C., both sides expressed satisfaction over the current state of bilateral relations between Nepal and the United States. They also renewed their commitment to expand and deepen engagements across the areas of mutual interests. Both sides stressed the importance of timely implementation of the projects under MCC. On the occasion, the U.S. Secretary of State Blinken condemned the killing of 10 Nepali students in Israel by Hamas and extended condolences towards them. In response, Foreign Affairs Minister South acknowledged the U.S. Secretary of State's condolences over the loss of 10 Nepali students in Israel. Foreign Minister reached Washington, D.C. for the bilateral visit on Monday morning. The government and the Asian Development Bank, ADB, yesterday signed a concessional loan agreement for the implementation of Rural Connectivity Project additional financing. The agreement involves a loan amounting to $100 million, equivalent to around 13 billion rupees. Finance Secretary Krishna Hari Pushkar and ADB Country Director for Nepal, Arnold Caucus, signed on the agreement on behalf of their respective sites in the Ministry of Finance yesterday. Reports of three commissions have been tabled at the National Assembly yesterday. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Rekha Sharma, on behalf of Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, tabled the 16th Annual Report of Election Commission, 3rd Annual Report of National Dalit Commission and 33rd Annual Report of Commission for Investigation of Abuse Authority. Also yesterday, the Upper House unanimously passed the Bill on National Order of Precedence 2018. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat and the British Treasury Lords Minister Bernard Spain held a meeting at the Treasury Office in London, the United Kingdom, on Monday. During the meeting, Finance Minister Mahat urged for British investment in the renewable energy sector of Nepal. Recalling that the United Kingdom is a major development partner of Nepal, he requested for providing long-term financing in the green energy. On the occasion, the British Treasury Minister Penn said that Britain has been providing assistance to Nepal in its economic development and would be continued. Now some sports update. Nepal defeated Malaysia by 6 wickets in the match held yesterday under the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Asia Qualifier Final underway in Kathmandu. In the match held at TU International Cricket Ground in Kirtipur, Nepal achieved the victory target of 166 runs set by Malaysia at the loss of 4 wickets in 18 overs. Kushal Malla scored 65 runs in 34, while opener Kushal Purtel scored 43 runs to guide the host for a second successive victory. Asif Sheikh contributed 32 runs while Sandeep Jora scored 18 runs. For Malaysia, Mohammad Amir took 3 wickets and Pawandeep Singh took 1 wicket. Earlier batting first after winning the toss, Malaysia scored 165 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in the scheduled 20 overs. In the first match, Nepal defeated Singapore by 8 wickets. In the qualifier, Nepal is in Group A, also including Malaysia, Oman and Singapore. Nepal will now play against Oman on Thursday, the 2nd of November. Bahrain has won yesterday's match under the ongoing ICC T20 World Cup Asia qualifier by defeating Hong Kong by 20 runs. In the match held at the Mulpani Cricket Ground, Hong Kong, chasing a run target of 147 from its opponent, made 126 in 19.1 overs, losing all wickets. Prior to this, invited to bat first after losing the toss, Bahrain made 146 in 19.3 overs at the loss of all wickets. Meanwhile, Oman has defeated Singapore by 22 runs in yesterday's match held under the ICC T20 World Cup Asia qualifier. Oman posted a target of 175 runs before Singapore in yesterday's match held at Kirtipur Best 2 International Cricket Ground. In response, Singapore was limited to 152 runs, losing 8 wickets in 20 overs. Now some international news updates. You're listening to Radio Nepal, ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with some international updates. Some Indian opposition leaders have accused the government of trying to hack into their phones after receiving warning messages from Apple. According to BBC, Apple's alert said it believed the recipient was being targeted by state-sponsored attackers. It did not specify who the attackers could be. However, federal ministers dismissed the allegations, with one calling it destructive politics. So far, around a dozen opposition politicians have confirmed that they caught the messages from Apple. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi also said that several people who worked in his office got the alert. Thousands of Afghans living in Pakistan rushed to border on Tuesday ahead of a midnight deadline for undocumented foreigners to leave the country. According to BBC, Pakistan says 1.7 million such people must leave by 1st of November or face arrest and deportation. Many refugees are terrified, having fled Afghanistan after the Taliban retook control in 2021. Others have been in Pakistan for decades. Tensions between the countries soared after a spike in cross-border attacks, with Islamabad blames on Afghanistan-based militants. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy to mainly fair throughout the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 26.6 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 11.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Visiting UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres addresses Nepal's joint session of Federal Parliament. Guterres urges international communities to support development and accelerate climate action. Foreign Affairs Minister NP South holds bilateral meeting with his US counterpart Antony Blinken. Nepal defeats Malaysia by 6 wickets on the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Asia qualifier. And Indian opposition leaders accuse government of trying to hack into their phones. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.